Mishnah discusses that after the fruits and vegetables are picked from the tree, they're not, you're allowed to eat from them a little bit until you reach the Gemar Malach, the final step in the preparation of the fruits. Then they become practically Chayav and Meiser, and you're not allowed to eat from them at all until you take off Meisros. But until that point, you're allowed to eat a little bit from it until you finish the Gemar Malacha. So the Mishnah asks, Ezu hu garna l'maisros, what is considered the final act for in order to be mechayev the fruits and vegetables and maisros? So hakishuim, the cucumbers vadluim and the pumpkins mishe yithasku, from the point that you remove the little hairs that grow on them, vim enu mathakis, and if you're not going to remove the little hairs before you eat them, mishe ya'amid arima, once you make a pile out of them. Avatiach, the melons, Mishe Yishalik, the equivalent, taking off the hairs and rubbing them down. That's when they become Chayav and Maestros, practically. Vim Eino Mashalik, and they're not going to do this process to them, Adjias and Muksa, until you put them in their set-aside place. You don't make a pile out of the melons, that's why it's not Mishe Yamir Arima, but it's when you put them in their special place. Yarak HaNegar, if you have a vegetable that's sold in a package tied up, so mishayogan, until you tie it up into a bunch. If you don't plan on putting it into a bunch, until it fills up the kli that you plan on using. If you're not going to fill up the vessel that you're going to put them into, until you pick off the trees everything that you need. Kalkala, if you're gonna put peros, if the fruits you're gonna put into a large basket, so achi chape, until you cover the peros with leaves. And if you don't plan on uncovering the peros, achi masikni, until you fill up the kli. So you fill up the vessel. If you don't plan on filling up the vessel, until you pick everything off the tree that you want to pick off. When is this said? That's only if you're bringing the peros, you're bringing the fruits and vegetables to sell them in the shuk. So if you're bringing them into your house, you don't plan on selling them in the marketplace. You plan on eating them yourself in your house. So all these steps don't practically require you to remove the ma'aser. Rather, ocha mehem arai, you're allowed to eat a little bit from them, achi magila beis, until you arrive at your house. That only re'ias pnei abayis, so when the fruits enter into your house, that's when they become chayev in ma'aseros. Mishnah Vav says, it continues this theme, discussing when things have their Gemar Malacha, their final action, which requires them to have the maisos taken off, and you can no longer eat it all from them. So hapered, which is dried pomegranate seeds, vatzimukin, raisins, vacharuven, carobs, mishayah mirarema, once you make a pile out of them, habitsalim, onions, mishayah pakel, once you remove the bad peels from them. If you don't plan on removing the bad peels from them, once you make a pile of them. Hatzavua, the grains. Once you level off the pile that you made from them. If you don't plan on leveling the pile, until you make the pile. Hakitnios, beans. Mishe yichbor. Once you sieve them, you put them into the sieve, and you remove the rocks and the dust that they get picked with. That's when they become chayiv and meisros. So eino kover. And if you don't plan on removing those seeds, if you don't plan on removing the rocks and the dust, achi mareach. Once you flatten out the pile. Back to discussing the grains, even though you flattened out the grains, you can still take from the grains the cut grains that didn't get threshed, and from the sides of the pile that didn't get flattened, And also the things that didn't get removed from the sheaves, they're still in the sheaves, and the chaff. So all these things, even though the rest of the grain has become chayv emaisos, these things are not to be considered to be part of the rest of the grain. They haven't had their gemar melacha done to them, so you're able to ve'ocha, you're able to eat from them a little bit, and they're not considered to have their gemar melacha, their final work done to them.